South-South cooperation is the mutual sharing and exchange of development solutions between and among countries in the Global South. And here, when I talk about development solutions, I'm talking about the exchange of various solutions like technical know-how, capacity, expertise, innovative policies, resources, and also best practices and experiences among countries.
Many years ago, countries used to think that the only way they can have cooperations with other countries would be with countries that are much richer than them.
That's right.
What can these countries that are in the South and generally a little less industrialized than others can offer? And is it possible to do this kind of cooperation among countries?
Yes, you're very right. In the past, it used to be the North-South paradigm. But I must first mention that the South-South cooperation is not a replacement of the North-South paradigm, but a complement to it. So here we are talking about countries that have development solutions to offer, and they are also able to receive development solutions from other countries. So the paradigm shift here is from being a rich country providing development solutions to a poorer country, but moving to a different paradigm where countries see each other as partners. They give and take. They share their experiences, their development solutions and knowledge based on solidarity with one another, based on equal partnership and respect for national sovereignty. There is national ownership. So it's a mutual win-win sort of partnership. That is the difference.
How much are countries grabbing this new paradigm?
That's a very good question. In the work of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, there are over 100 countries that have been sharing and exchanging their development solutions in the last three decades. And we have at least 20 of them being major providers and the others receiving. But we actually cannot completely demarcate between recipients and providers. They are partners. There are more than 80 of those countries. In terms of main providers, we have countries like China, providing development solutions to over 25 countries in Africa, Latin America, and the Asia and Caribbean. We have a country like Brazil sharing development solutions with many countries in Latin America and the Caribbean and Africa. There are other countries like Indonesia, Philippines. We have Japan, for instance, bringing development solutions from the ASEAN countries to more than 29 African countries. So we have a whole range of partnership happening here.
What are the main obstacles that still remain to make this kind of cooperation flourish or make more countries interested and start cooperating this way as well?
That is a very good question. Development solutions are available. That is the premise on which South-South cooperation and triangular cooperation is based, that they already existed. So what is needed is how to share them, how to bring the development solutions from where they are being generated or developed to where they are needed. And to do that, it involves a number of factors. Number one will be financial. Somebody has to pay the bill. Somebody has to finance it. There are situations where the country providing the development solutions also provide resources, as China is doing, as Brazil is doing, and some other countries. But there are also situations where the host country itself provides the resources such that it could benefit from other countries. We have a kind of partner, South-South cooperation partnership between China and Nigeria, for instance, that has been financed by the Nigerian government. So where China brings the technical development solutions as well as expertise, its materials to support Nigeria. We have situations where Brazil provides development solutions to Angola and it is being paid by Angola. There are situations where Vietnam is providing solutions to Chad and China pays the bill. And we have what we call a triangular partnership or third party, where a third country provides the resources such that two or more countries can work together, like Saudi Arabia, like Oman. So we have these different types of partnerships happening. Now, in terms of how to move forward, the second aspect is to scale it up. South-South cooperation is happening at a very amazing pace. However, this is still happening at very low level, in some cases at pilot levels. But in order to move it to the next level, especially in terms of contributing to the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda, there is need to really scale it up. And how do we scale up? Scaling up requires resources. It requires ownership by the government and strong national support and commitment, strong political will. That is very necessary.